Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
All right, so when I had the idea to do this podcast and talk to as many baseball play-by-play folks as possible, one of the early targets was Dave Sims. And I'll tell you why, Dave Sims. Because as a radio talk show host myself who dreamed of doing the gig, I remember you as a radio talk show host, and now you do the gig. So it's like... I feel a little bit like kindred spirits, though you're an idol at the same time. So thanks for saying that. Yes.
I'm very kind of you. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's. I remember a guy told me the late great Mike Cohen, who was a wonderful, unbelievable people connector, PR guy for NBC Sports prior to that Manhattan College. And I remember Simberg, if you're gonna do play by play, doing. The talk show is as good or better training than anything because you got to think on your feet. It's live. And when I was doing WNBC, good God, we were doing, if there were no games on that night, I was doing 7:30 to midnight with the able help of Mike Breen and Dom Trignale and all, you know, they did an unbelievable job booking people and making them feel at home if they came in the studio. But I mean, largely it was me talking for 4.5 hours. It's like, yo.
You learn to think on your feet. Did you say Simberg? Did he make you?
Yeah, that's what he called me. Yeah, you know, the Mike Cohen. Yeah, I'm married to a nice Jewish girl, and so he called me Simberg. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it seems like a probably good way to get in the business, especially.
It didn't hurt. Didn't hurt.
Let me go through a couple of, you tell me, I think you've done all of these gigs, Dave Sims, sports writer for the New York Daily News. Obviously, were you a baseball beat guy at any point?
Mainly, briefly, I did get a baseball card for a year or two. Most of my stuff was college football, basketball, baseball. Went to the College World Series with St. John's twice. College football, baseball, basketball. Backup, a number two writer, beat writer in the Cosmos during the Pelé, Canaglia, Beckenbauer years.
Wow. So who was on those St. John's teams? That's not Frank Viola, John Franco.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, Frank mowed down Tito in Arizona, game one of the 80 World Series. And then Tito went on to win most outstanding player. And at the first year in 78, I forget who started, it might have been Frank. But Bob Horner, Hubie Brooks, and Arizona State smoked him in the first game. I mean, who are these dudes? And I remember getting off the plane in Omaha, and SC was coming in right behind us, and Coach Dato, who is an absolute – I mean, it's a shame he never got more national publicity. I mean, you talk about an outgoing, vivacious, you know, extrovert. And he had a big right-hander on the staff. And we see this big guy coming down the escalator. It was Anthony Munoz. He was probably a blowout, you know, pitcher, up 10, down 10, put him in the game. I'll never forget that. It's like, who the hell? Oh, it's Anthony Munoz.
He's
only in a couple of Hall of Fames now. So.
That Hall of Fame tackle is a long reliever. I love it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Radio talk show host, which is when I knew you, with Ed Coleman doing middays on The Fan. Was there TV hosting going on in New York as well?
Let's see. Sort of, because let's see, summer 86 to about through the end of my turn, until NBC went off the air, WNBC went off the air, we simulcast once a week on MSG Network, which was great. It was unbelievable.
I bet.
We had Mays, we had Manilon, and I've never saw grown men cry at the mirror mention of their name, let alone when they walked into the room. It was wild. And then I did anchoring your Channel 2 and Channel 4, the CBS flagship and the NBC flagship. Filled in for Marv and Len and Sal. And then I was the number two guy to Bernie Smilovitz for 3 years and shape. Yeah, 3 years.
Got you. Wow. Yeah. So that's some of the sports casting heroes of my youth. I was a kid in Jersey and
there you go.
I mean, let's go to the videotape and
Warner.
Yeah, I've made it.
I remember filling in for Warner at 92 three times, and then 95 they brought me over full time. Yeah, that was, I think you've gone back to DC.
I mean, that's some of the formative stuff. And then Temple Owls, was it football or basketball?
It was football. Excuse me, it was football. And that was, you want to talk about kicking a door down. I was at FAN at the time. And when did we start that gig? We started that gig the 90 football season, okay? Mm-hmm. And the Cosby Show was number reigning supreme. It was done in the same building in Astoria, Queens, where FAN was. My brother-in-law worked there. Bill Cosby's right-hand guy was a big fan. He says, hey, I like this guy that's on in the mornings. He said, that's my brother-in-law. Yeah, come down. I meet Frank. He said, you want to meet Bill? I said, oh, hell yeah. Long story short, meet Bill. I said, I hear a Temple radio job could be open. I'd really be interested. I really want to do that. And that was like a Thursday or Friday, and a Monday I get a call. Oh, Dave, this is Dr. Peter LaCourse, president of Temple University. Mr. Cosby speaks very highly of you. We'd like to welcome you to the Temple family. So I did that in 1990, the football season 19, and they had a stunningly surprising year at 7-4. Bruce Arians had just left. He left a pretty decent team, tough schedule. They go 7-4. And then February of 91, I'm on ESPN. And that's how that whole TV thing started.
Unbelievable. So,
So it's been like the career path has been.
Yeah. As a guy doing TV as a young man in New York with Mantle and Willie Mays. I mentioned this to you the other day. Your cover photo on Twitter is you and Earl the Pro Monroe and Clyde Frazier and Arthur Ashe.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable. And I know baseball happens, I believe, in 2006, 2007 with the Mariners. I'm wondering how early, like being a daily baseball guy, it's such a different thing doing 162 and being in people's homes and in their hearts and their ears and their minds for that long. Like, was that, how early was that in your head as the thing you wanted to be?
I knew that back when I was in high school. I knew I wanted to do baseball in high school, and I got a taste of it when I was at MSG Network. I did a couple of St. John's games say it was the year before, I think MSG Network got the Yankees. They knew they were getting the Yankees in 89, 88. They did some St. John's games. And then I told you about that transitioning into ESPN at 91.
Yeah.
What was it? It was 90. Yeah, it was 92. I got baseball. Pretty sure 92 is here. And I did that. I worked a lot with Larry Sorensen and Freddie Lynn, Jerry Royce, mm-hmm. Mike Lansing, the names that come off the top. So once I got that taste of baseball, like 92, 93, remember the last game I did for ESPN baseball in the 94 season was the night the strike was declared. And I was working with Jim Cott, Braves at the Mets. Sid Fernandez pitched Glavine. I think it was Glavine. And Mets won that game. I got to work with Kitty, who was an absolute gem.
Wow.
And then I did a couple of years. They asked me back to do did some games, I think, in 04, 05, or 05, 06, something like that.